Lesson 5. Outcomes. Describe the process of carrying a ladder. Carrying ladders. Firefighters must safely and quickly carry ground ladders from the apparatus to where they are to be used. First, remove the ladder from the apparatus. On pumping apparatus, one or two firefighters should be able to remove the ladder. On aerial apparatus, three or four firefighters may be required. As there are different types of apparatus and means of mounting ladders, all carries in this section are demonstrated from the ground. In most cases, the ladders are carried but end forward. Refer to skill sheets 8-2 and 8-3 for steps to perform one firefighter and two firefighter ladder carries. Selecting the correct ladder. The incident commander, IC, or your supervisor at an incident will usually tell you which ladder to use and/or where to place the ladder. In the absence of those orders, you must be able to select on your own an appropriate ladder and a safe location for its placement. When personnel are working on a roof or upper stories, there must be at least two means of escape with at least two ladders at remote locations from each other. Ground ladders or aerial devices may provide escape routes. Selecting a ladder to reach a specific point requires the ability to judge distance. Depending upon the height of the foundation and other factors, a residential story averages about 10 feet, 3 meters, and the distance from the floor to a windowsill averages about 3 feet, 1 meter. A commercial story averages 12 feet, 4 meters, from floor to floor, with a 4-foot, a little more than 1 m, distance from the floor to the windowsill. Table 8.1 is a general guide that can be used in selecting ladders for specific locations. Determine how far various ladders will reach based on their designated length. The designated length is a measurement of the total length of a single section ladder and the maximum extended length of an extension ladder. The designated length is not the ladder's reach because ladders are set at angles of approximately 75 degrees for climbing. The reach will be less than the designated length. Single, roof, and folding ladders meeting NFPA 1931 are required to have a measured length equal to the designated length. In the case of extension ladders, however, the maximum extended length may be as much as 6 inches, 150 millimeters, less than the designated length. Once you understand the concept of designated length, you should be able to select the correct ladder lengths for various ladder placements such as the following. Extending a ladder a minimum of 3 to 5 rungs beyond the roof edge to provide both a footing and a handhold for anyone stepping on or off the ladder, figure 8.14a. Placing the tip of a ladder even with the top of the window and to the upwind side of it to gain access to a narrow window or to open the window for ventilation, figure 8.14b. Placing the tip of a ladder just below the windowsill when performing rescue from a window opening, figure 8.14c. Note, building walls or parapets that extend more than 6 feet, 2 meters, above the roof may require the use of an additional ladder to reach the roof deck. You can place a roof or straight ladder on the roof side of the parapet and next to the extension ladder to assist firefighters to and from the roof. Table 8.2 provides information on the maximum working heights of various ground ladders when placed at the proper climbing angle. Note the following measurements when considering the information contained in this table. For lengths of 35 feet, 11 meters or less, reach is approximately 1 foot, 300 millimeters, less than the designated length. For lengths over 35 feet, 11 meters, reach is approximately 2 feet, 600 millimeters, less than the designated length. Removing ladders from the apparatus. Ground ladders are mounted on pumping apparatus, aerial ladder apparatus, quince, and specialized apparatus. Ground ladders carried on pumping apparatus may be mounted in the following ways, figure 8.15. Hanging on a beam in racks on the right side of the apparatus. Standing on the lower beam in a compartment between the hose bed and the right side of the body, accessed from the rear. Laying flat in a compartment under the right side of the hose bed, accessed from the rear of the apparatus. Ladder mounting locations on apparatus. Horizontal interior compartment photo courtesy of Ron Jeffers. In a mechanically operated rack that lowers the ladder from the top of the hose bed to the right-hand side. On aerial and quint apparatus, the ladders may be mounted vertically on the left or right side of the apparatus bed or horizontally in racks within the bed, which are accessed from the rear of the apparatus. Specialized apparatus, such as mobile water supply apparatus and aircraft rescue and firefighting apparatus, generally carry ladders vertically on the outside of the apparatus body. When using the ground ladders mounted on your apparatus, you must know the following: types, lengths, and locations of ladders carried on your apparatus. How the ladders are stored, either with the butt toward the front or the rear of the apparatus. How the ladders are nested together. How one nested ladder can be removed, leaving the other securely in place. The order in which nested ladders are stored. Whether the extension ladder's fly is located on the inside or the outside and the ladder is stored on the side of the apparatus. The method used to secure ladders in place. The location at which mounting brackets extend through vertically mounted ladders. Note, many departments find it a good practice to mark ladders to indicate which rungs go in or near the brackets as shown in Figure 8.16. Procedures for removing side/top mounted ground ladders. These procedures differ from when they are mounted in flat position. Unlatch the securing devices and lift the ladder off the bracket and into the correct carrying position. Remove any equipped ladder protective covers. Procedures for removing internally stored ladders in compartments. Open the compartment access panel, if there is one, and then slide the ladder out to the proper carrying point. When multiple firefighters are required to carry the ladder, they stand on either side of the horizontally racked ladder and take their assigned location as the ladder is pulled out. Once the ladder has been removed from the apparatus, firefighters should reposition on the same side of the ladder for carrying.